Each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us. She addresses a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. And this morning, Dr. Betty is back. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So we all know that, you know, we've been told if we eat less and exercise more, that will really help. That's a secret to weight loss. And often what I find with patients, you know, when they do want to lose a few extra pounds, they'll often turn to more exercise. And sometimes that doesn't always turn into more weight loss. So one of the things what happens is when we're actually exercising, it actually causes increased stress to our body. And even though it's a good form of stress, like exercise, the stress hormones can actually become overstimulated, and that increases our appetite, and that can disrupt our metabolism. And when our body's stressed, we actually want to hang on to those extra calories. So often what I'll mention to patients is if they're trying to lose a little bit more extra pounds, sometimes moderate exercise is actually better for weight loss than extreme workouts. And one of the things I actually also suggest for patients is something called intermittent fasting. So intermittent fasting means fasting, so not eating at all, for specific scheduled periods. So you're eating normally, but then you're resting the rest of the time. So there's lots of different variations that people can have, but often, you know, I recommend patients can have their first meal, for example, at 10 o'clock in the morning, and their last meal at 6. So, you know, you might ask, well, how is this different from a regular calorie restriction? Well, fasting can actually help control our insulin levels, and that can actually help with weight loss. And it can actually boost our levels of growth hormone, which can actually help to build muscle. So one of the things I'll recommend for patients as an alternative to reducing calories is intermittent fasting, and also to keep a detailed food diary, because studies have actually shown that recording what we eat actually helps with weight loss because it makes us more mindful of what we're eating. So one of the things I often focus on with patients as well is, you know, what I tell patients is there's no one-size-fits-all weight loss and diet program. So certainly for individualized treatment plans for weight loss, I encourage people to give me a call. And sometimes I'll often include genetic information, family history, you know, individual treatment plans include, for example, their exercise that they're doing, their work, all kinds of different things so that we can come up with a very specific individualized treatment plan and weight loss and exercise program for them that's going to help them throughout the course of their life, and they're going to stick with it long term.
Well, it's interesting to look at the fact of diet versus exercise, and it sounds like you've helped people lose weight and do it naturally. So if someone wants to talk to you and take you up on a 15-minute consultation by phone or in person, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Your website, thornhillnaturopathic.ca, is linked to mine at marylins.ca, and the phone number for Dr. Betty is 905-707-2001. If you want to approach weight loss naturally, ask Dr. Betty. She's been there, she's done it, and she can explain the best course for you. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.